When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. A bottle of Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment can clean your system and help your engine get more MPGs. Right now, you can get two bottles for only $9.99. A great deal to help you go a great deal farther. Find Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment and everything you need for better fuel efficiency at any one of our 6,300 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to More To It, the show that takes a deep dive into the biggest stories in sports, entertainment, and culture. Start with headline news and then journey to deeper conversations. Always finding those life lessons that are presented in every single story. I'm your host, Marcellus Wiley. That dude!
Loving you guys out there. Hope you're having an amazing one and smiling from the inside. But let's get right into the show with What's Up With That Dude. Well, I'm reminded of a song by Outkast. Y'all know I don't know lyrics very well. And I also can't pronounce people's names very well. Also can't remember people's names very well, but I digress. A little CTE, I guess, right? Here we go. But Outkast said two things I hate. Liars and thieves, they make my blood boil. Boa constricted around my soul that they coil. Oh, hello. Okay, I agree with them. I hate liars and thieves. I think every single person has ever existed on this planet, including the 8 billion right now, currently, right? However, I got to add another one to them. And I got to hit up Andre, see if he still want to rap, you know, other than just doing somebody else's song. Does he really want to give a big boy and do this? But they need to add the third one, indirect people. Y'all know who they are. They ain't really lying, but they ain't really telling the truth. And they just indirect. And they always come to you and asking you questions when they already know the answer. But they just so damn indirect, they can't even say it for themselves. Oh, I can't stand them people. And I know a lot of them. I know too many of them. So I just had to get that out. I ain't going to say no names and numbers right now because I'm working on them in therapy trying to get them right, right? A couple people are in my circle. I'm like, dog, can you just say what the hell it is? And then you're the butthole when you're like, move it along, hurry up, get to the plot, say what you really mean. Golly, that just cracks me up. So Outkast, two things I hate, lies and boy. All right, I remember that. That was so good. All right. Also, after school yesterday, what else going on with me? Took the kids to like a play place. Y'all know everybody's done it, right? Take your kids to somewhere with them big old, it's Chuck E. Cheese used to be it, right? Like if you went to Chuck E. Cheese, it was like, oh man, you are winning, living life. You ain't Disneyland level and you certainly ain't Disney World level, but hey, you doing good for a Saturday, homie. Now Chuck E. Cheese, I don't know what happened to their reputation. Actually, I do. You go to Chuck E. Cheese, it's gangsta up in there. Them little seven-year-olds banging. And it's just too much spit and dirt. But, you know, if y'all want to sponsor me, holler at your boy. But it's just too much. Chuck E. Cheese, I don't know. The cheese melting over there in Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know. But we went to one of those random places, the knockoff Chuck E. Cheese. And, man, these kids lose their mind with the simplest things. You just show them a bunch of balls in a little sand pit. Ah! I'm like, we go to the park and we see the same stuff. They're like, whatever. Been here 1,000 times. But kids just, they just lose themselves, especially in new journeys, new destinations. So that was fun to see. Other than that, we had basketball practice. Remember that I told you about that team that got the bad sportsmanship? Not only the players, but the coaches. They going to ask me without my other coaches there who had an issue with them because they had an issue with him. They going to ask me when I'm by myself. So I'm going to be like, oh, you want to scrimmage next week? I got an anti-scrimmage rule, baby. I only got 1 hour, one day of a week with these itty bitties. You think I really want them to be competing in practice when they need to learn the game and learn the lessons that come from the game that I can expose them in life? But nah, I'm gonna just go over there and just scrimmage with y'all. And it ain't gonna count and let y'all unsportsmanlike asses around my itty bitties. No, not doing it, damn it. Now I'm gonna have to tell them. And I can't be indirect. I got to be real. All right, y'all. Let's get into something that's a lot smoother than those rough exposures over there. Those lucky Spurs. Yes, the Spurs won the NBA draft lottery. And I think it's better than winning the Mega Millions right now. Because good Lord, they got Victor Wembanyama in the Victor sweepstakes. Man, the Spurs. Coach Greg Popovich, he said this a long time ago. I actually remember this. He said that the franchise had already received all the luck it possibly could ask for when the two previous years, the Spurs ended up with the number one overall pick, and they walked away with two players. I think his name was David Robinson. Yeah. And, you know, and then they also got Tim Duncan, and then they had those two number one picks as well. So you add all this up, he like, yo, we good. Like the Spurs, hey, we taking our hits right now. We get it because we've already ran out of luck. Well, you got another lucky bounce. The Spurs got Victor. Woo, they went out there and got that boy. And this is the quotes out there that's from it. The owner says it's going to be unbelievable. Our future was already bright. Now it's going to be through the moon. Wow. He talking big right there. Even though I think bright and then you go to the moon, I think darkness. I digress. He was hype. He was so hype he didn't even think through it. He says, look, I'm a believer that good things happen to great people. We're surrounded by amazing people to be a service and help others build, and now you're going to attract some amazing things, and that's what happened tonight. Who is Victor? That 19-year-old, we all know, 7'5". They call him a generational talent. Best prospect since LeBron. Some say best prospect ever in team sports. Yes, that is actually on record, man. They talk about the dude's game is sick. He got an 8-foot wingspan. I don't know what. I think I'm 7'2", 8 feet. That's wall to wall up in here. Ain't none of them shots getting through. Ooh, they going to be mad at his young butt. Yeah, shut your ass up. And cursing him out in French, okay? So he has an 8-foot wingspan. The dude can do step back threes for real. Got handles like that Durant long, windy handle. And the dude is just a shot blocker, duh, with that size. So you add all this up. He's excited. The Spurs are excited. The NBA's excited. Who's not plugging back in to the Spurs? Because admit it, we all yanked that plug. We was like, nah, we ain't watching this thing grow right now. And it's crazy because he gets to go to the Spurs because they already got that connection with a lot of French players. Boris Diaw, remember him? And of course, Tony Parker, who helped him win 4 of those 5 rings in there. So it's a great landing spot for him. Now you get to plug into one of the story franchises. The longest dynasty, like it's weird. Like we know the Celtics were killing it, Bill Russell days and the Celtics and Larry Bird days. But the Spurs went out there and wouldn't win a championship back-to-back years. Never did that, but just had this long, like 15, 20-year dynasty. And now they got somebody who could bring all of that back. Because when they had Robinson, when they had Duncan, when they had that big, they did it big. Well, let's just say they're going to do it bigger because this big is even bigger. Thank you for your viewership on Brinks TV and Reese TV and your membership to Wiley's World on YouTube. Oh, what do I see here? Oh, y'all talking about Victor Wembanyama. Y'all remember when this prospect was out there doing it big? This is going to be given away Friday. Somebody tapped me on my shoulder and said, give it away Friday. All right, so one of you lucky members going to get some of that love. All right, let's talk about the Warriors. That never rebuilt trust after a green pool incident, Steve Kerr says. Handful of reasons why Golden State coach Steve Kerr didn't believe his Warriors were going to win a championship this year. One, they were 11-30 on the road. Yeah, that would be a good reason. The fact that they led the league in pace but were second to last in transition efficiency was another. Their inability to defend without fouling. That's coaching 7-year-olds. I know about that. I'm like, dog, the ball right there. What you smack, just hitting them everywhere. That was the Golden State Warriors as well, especially against the Los Angeles Lakers in the conference semifinals. But for Kerr, the biggest reason was in none of those things. Lack of trust. He said, anytime some trust is lost, then it makes the process much more difficult. And there was some trust lost. That's as blunt as I can be. We have to get back to what has made us really successful, which is a really trusting environment and a group that relies on one another and makes each other better. Sounds like he just took that right off of a locker room in high school, right? Discipline, desire, focus, trust. And all that stuff is true, man. It's so crazy. The simple, boring things, the tried, true things are actually what build things up to be so great. You got to do the little things to do it big, correct? So the moment the Warriors lost trust in each other goes all the way back. We know training camp, Draymond Green. Yeah, Jordan Poole. Some say it was a sucker punch. Some say it wasn't because Jordan Poole walked up on the dude, right? Ah, I thought it was a sucker punch because you're still my teammate even if I walk up on you. So Green spent a week away from the team, mutual decision. Then he came back and they said, oh, everything was good, opening night, culture, joy, chemistry. That was always a part of the Warriors dynasty, they said, was supposed to be there. Let's be real about this year. It really wasn't there. So there's some more quotes from Steve Kerr talking about there's no hiding from it. The incident with Draymond and Jordan at the beginning of the year played a role in that. It's hard for that not to impact a team. Okay, so they get as far as they can get, but then you get into those critical moments, those moments of adjustments. And we're not just talking X's and O's adjustments. We're talking I's and U's adjustments. You know the difference? All right, so a coach can go up there and draw all he want. You know, the human chess pieces and put us in perfect position and run the perfect play, right? This is it. We got to go out there and execute it. And more than execute what those X's and O's are saying, those I's and U's, him and I, got to display. We got to display that personal relationship, that trust, that confidence, right? And it's crazy. Through athletics, you really get to see how somebody is in terms of their personality. I can see it from young kids. I can see the young kid who probably doesn't listen to his mom and dad. Why? Not only does he not listen to me, that's simple. Oh, no, he doesn't even want to do what he's supposed to do out there, right? Just get it. Bend your knees. Okay, just put your hands up, right? Simple things, and it comes into play. So Steve Kerr is talking about those things as well. Now, this team is split. It's divided, and they call it the two-timeline plan, where they got their core dudes, the OGs. You got Draymond, Steph, and Klay, and then they're trying to bring along the new school, right? You got Jordan Poole. I mean, they still got Jordan Poole. They put all that money into him. But what's her name? Ice Spice or something? Good Lord. And all was going on with Jordan Poole, he looked horrible. Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody. You know, you got that gap. You got the young. You got the old. We got to blend this together. We got to forge it together right now to make it happen. But how do you keep it together? One, Draymond got a player option, $27.6 million. Would Draymond get more on the open market? That's always a conversation with Draymond. How valuable is he to the Warriors and how valuable is he to any other team in the NBA? Most people suggest that if Draymond left the Golden State Warriors, the only time we would hear about him is through his podcast. Like people are like, dog, he will fall off. And I'm like, come on, man. We know he's valuable there and he is a perfect fit there. But you don't think he could fit anywhere else? I can't go there. But Steve Kerr is like, look, he ain't going nowhere if I can help it. If Draymond is not back, we're not a championship contender. We know that. He's that important to winning and to who we are. I absolutely want him back. That's not coaches speak. That's a dude who realizes some of our shortcomings occurs when Draymond gets suspended, Draymond gets hurt, Draymond's out the game, etc. So all this sums up to, wow, you look at the Warriors and you're like, damn, they still got squad. Run it back. As long as Steph Curry's playing at that level, you know, that high tide is going to lift all those boats. Except you got to look at that chemistry for real. Is Jordan Poole supposedly blocked him, supposedly doesn't even talk to him that much, Draymond I'm talking about, which explains their road record. At home, you sleep in your home. You know, at home, you do whatever you got to do. Go to practice, go back home. You're in your own world, your own island. You go on the road, Oh, you forced to be on the bus with the dude. You forced to go to the same hotel the dude. You forced to go to all those meetings that they have. You forced to be around them a lot more while preparing for that game. Home games, you don't. You just show up, shoot around, what's up, dog? Whatever. And then you just go and ball. Road games, this, when it's doing this, it turns into an 11-30 record. Explains a lot. We'll see what happens with these Warriors. Are they still dynastic? Or are they going to lose to the Spurs now because they got victors? Thanking you for your viewership on Brinks TV and Reach TV and your membership on YouTube. Oh, what do I see right here? Oh, man, I don't know about that. Oh, that's that powder blue, boy. Every time I put this out there, somebody in the comments be like, dog, double X, let me get mine. What size is this one? This is a 56. That's when I didn't have all this added to it. Now you got to make that 560. All right, Adam Silver over here, mad at it. He is mad at what's going on with his league, in particular one superstar in Ja Morant. Ooh, well, Adam, I mean, I can't play ball, but I won't be flashing guns on social. I won't be doing IG lives like that. You got a position for your boy? I could get out there and give you some. But Adam Silver was at the NBA draft lottery and said, quote, I was shocked by the latest Ja Morant gun video. And he's assuming the worst. Let's dive into it. We know the incident that occurred less than 2 months ago, and then Morant and Silver had to meet. To talk to the commissioner is one thing. To meet with the commissioner, your ass in trouble. And he was in trouble. So he had to discuss that incident, which was a similar incident, obviously, that resulted in the 8-game suspension. You walk into the principal's office, you know damn well you ain't walking out the same way. You're going to know you've been in a fight, right? So Adam Silver sitting there. You ever been there before? When you know you're valuable, but they still got to teach you a lesson. Not so much for you, just for the message it's going to send to everybody else who's not as valuable. Because look, how do you run a product? How do you run a brand? How do you run the NBA if you're going to allow Ja Morant to do whatever he wants and then some knucklehead who doesn't even do anything fully for your bottom line decides to do the same damn thing? So we got to teach lessons through people. So here we go. Ja Morant walks into that meeting, and you know he's sitting there probably twisting one of them blue or pink or orange little braids he got, and he's just sitting there. And, you know, he's just sitting there like, yeah, yeah. He said, what did the PR tell me to tell him? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, I feel like I got to be accountable. I got to be more responsible. I got kids everywhere listening to me and looking up to me. Yeah, Commissioner, I got it. And the Commissioner like, it doesn't sound like you're really contrite right now. Do you understand the magnitude of this moment and what you have done and how you can affect not only your status, affect your bottom line, but you're affecting all of ours in the brotherhood, the NBA. Yeah, I mean, I know all that, but you know, I ain't tripping. I'm gonna do better, right? It's a journey, right? Okay. So anyway, he gets 8-game suspension. And at that time, golly, I hate being me sometimes because I just don't care. I'm like, dog, I don't believe him. Like, everybody, oh, how you don't believe somebody? You don't know their heart. And I'm like, no, but I know their actions. And I know that the greatest indicator of future behavior is past behavior, unless you do a hell of a projection and a hell of a conversation to sway me otherwise. Really, I'm going to believe in the results. That's what I'm going to look at. My expertise is the experience, not what you just saying. So just didn't come out right. So they went through that, and obviously that investigation led to that consequence and suspension. Now, here we go again. He's talking to Malik Andrews, and he says, we're in the process of investigating it. We'll figure out exactly what happened to the best we can. I can tell you what happened. You ever seen any of the rap videos from like the late 80s? That's what happened. That's what happened. He said, but the video's a bit grainy and all that, but I'm assuming the worst. Good. Way to give yourself some wiggle room, because you do have to give him respect if you don't know everything about it. And a lot of people, let's admit it, it happened so fast that without that freeze frame, without that super duper slow-mo, my boys were in the group text like, dog, I ain't see it. I was like, you got to see the freeze frame. You got to see him slow-mo it. You can't just see it from there. But guess who did see it? Who's that? Devontae Pack, his boy? Oh, he saw it. He's like, this dog, how dumb can you be? You doubling down on dumb. So anyway, Silver is trying his damnness to give himself some wiggle room, but he knows he has to come down with the hammer this time. Now, Ja Morant after hearing Adam Silver talk, which is, see, this is me again. Let me be me. You wait for the commissioner to come out first, and then you're going to respond after the commissioner. Whoever's on your PR team, you know, one, you got to get ahead of these things. And once the incident happens, you are better off getting ahead of it, because then you can shape potentially the conversation, the narrative, more than being behind someone. And then you just look responsive. And basically responsive means, oh, I'm sorry because I got caught and in trouble. Not I'm sorry because I just did something that was irresponsible. You get the difference? And that timing does matter. But anyway, he did come out. And I like these words. These are better. Doesn't sound like the PR team got paid for this one. Quote, this is a journey and I recognize there is more work to do. My words may not mean much right now. Should have stopped it right there. Now, let me stop. But I take full accountability. Oh, okay. I'm glad you didn't listen to me. For my actions, I'm committed to continuing to work on myself. Yeah, there's a layer he stopped short. You know, you go to the Jesse Owens Park swimming pool and then you walk in and it's getting deeper and then you're like, yo, I don't know. Because, you know, in the public pools, they go from 3 feet to 17 feet. You're like, God dang. What the hell happened? You know, man. So I just wish he would have went one more step, a little deeper with this, but I am not him. So, you know, right now, Adam Silver's like, we talked directly about the consequences first before. We went through this entire process before, and we're still here again. So now, guess what Adam Silver's going to have to do? Wop! Come down with that heavy hand. Come down hard on Ja Morant. What I'm hearing from a lot of people, comments included, is that it could be a year-long suspension that obviously he can shorten based on his actions, right? So that indefinite suspension probably is going to be it. You don't want to say year-long and then say, well, if you do A, B, C, then we'll shorten it. How do they do that? Indefinite suspension. You guys agree with that? Indefinite suspension? That speculation is strong. They're going to make an example out of Ja Morant. And in this situation, he has to accept it. Hopefully this time he accepts responsibility as well. Thanking you for your viewership. Brings TV, Reads TV, and your membership on YouTube. Wiley's World. Well, I give this to Pat McAfee if he wants it to put it in the background, because he's going where I used to be. He's going to ESPN in a multi-year deal. Oh, I like that. Damn, we're still begging to corrupt. Let's go. All right, so Pat McAfee is bringing his weekday sports talk show to ESPN this fall as part of a multi-year deal. All right, so the Pat McAfee Show will air live weekdays simultaneously on ESPN, ESPN Plus, ESPN's YouTube channel. ESPN will announce the new weekday afternoon schedule before the show is launched this fall. SportsCenter will continue to be included in that schedule. Yeah, I've heard some people talk about it, like it's going to be get up, everybody say, and then after get up, you got First Take, right? I said, what? I said. And then you got after that, it's going to be Pat McAfee Show in SportsCenter. Can't lie, y'all. That's a good lineup. That's a good lineup. I don't listen to a ton of sports media, sports talk, but when my background, you know, my backdrop TV on, working out, whatever it's doing, oh, I like that lineup right there. But there are other ones I like as well, but that's pretty dope. Gotta admit that. Don't come in here with that hater spirit here either, y'all. I know how it's gonna go. I know how this conversation's gonna go. I'm gonna look in them comments and be like, God dang, act like I cursed out your Lord and Savior. People are hot. Y'all are upset. Let's unpack it first together. All right. So ESPN went out there. Jimmy Pitaro said that Pat's a proven talent. He and his team have built the Pat McAfee Show into one of the most engaging programs in sports and all the media. It's a destination for athlete interviews and breaking news and a centerpiece of a growing community of sports fans. We're honored to bring Pat and the show to ESPN through a multifaceted, multi-platform approach. Gotta love that right there. And he's right. And it's funny. What did they say? Did the Pat McAfee Show start in 2018? I heard 2018 until present day, right? Man. Woo. 5 years. I haven't been doing this 5 months, but this sucker been doing it for 5 years. And 5 years later, he was in position to call his shots, including stay still and just enjoy that FanDuel deal up to $120 million. But Pat McAfee had other things to consider. So Pat McAfee went out there and said he's extremely honored that ESPN is blessing him, blessing us with this opportunity to be a part of the next chapter of the ESPN family. All right. We do not take that lightly and are going to work hard to make sure this is a success. All parties involved agree the time has come for a bunch of sports stooges and a Thunderdome in Indiana to sprinkle in some fun and celebration of sport as well. That's why I love that dude. I know you guys do as well, because the levity, just because he's like, dog, even in my like intro press statement to my new platform, he like, dog, it's about the Thunderdome and the Stooges. It's so good, right? So they're going to announce it. They got the upfronts where the advertisers are there to see the new lineups. That's happening on Tuesday. Boom! You're going to see Pat McAfee there with the tank top on, dripping on their head. So it's going to go down. All right. Now, Pat McAfee swears, and he keeps saying this, we ain't changing a damn thing. Every other word is good to go. We won't be doing that because it's the middle of the day, but everything else will be good. What won't they be doing? The F-bomb. Right? Basically, he's getting to that. He's saying no more F-bombs. They say the deal will be $10 million per year. I don't know how they know without knowing, but it's around there. And McAfee will bring the whole crew. Aaron Rodgers will still interview on Tuesdays. So they got it all locked in. Okay. All right, let's address the elephant in the room. And we're not talking about me if I eat Del Taco once again like I did last night. We're talking about, wow, did Pat McAfee sell out? Y'all need to stop. He didn't sell out. What he did was sell his services. And he sold them to FanDuel first for $120 million. And everyone knows that, like on the internet, oh, man, it's just you could be yourself, authentic. That's not only the reality, but that's what people perceive it as, right? Then you perceive Disney and ESPN differently, even though the reality may be different. Let's talk about the perception of Disney. Oh, you're getting Disney-fied, right? They're going to put Mickey's ears on you, and next thing you know, you're going to be, hey, boys and girls, you know, and Pat McAfee with a tank top on and Mickey's ears. Wishka, Mooshka, Mickey. he ain't doing that. Y'all know damn well you could be a lot more edgy over there than that, right? So where is he going? What's the reality, not the perception? Mishka, Mishka. Y'all know I got too many kids, because I know that one. Where's he going in reality? I think he's going to this pseudo-hybrid model. The F-bomb's got to go, right? You just can't do it. You can't go there. But I will push back on everybody saying, y'all don't love him for the F-bombs. Y'all love him the same reason I love him, because it's not because he says fuck. It's because he's fun and doesn't give a fuck. You get the difference? Like, fuck. Oh, oh, oh. You can say that all you want, but can you wear it? You know, without even saying it. You know people like that. Shoot, people say I'm like that. I know damn well. Oh, if you come to me with some issues and some problems and some beef and you expect me to engage with you, you're going to say, I don't give a fuck. No, I ain't tripping. You ain't messing up my happy existence that I constantly have to create. So I think that Pat McAfee losing a couple of choice vocab words won't affect the spirit of the show. It shouldn't. He didn't sell out. He just sold his services like we all do, like you should too. But what do you sell them for is the conversation I think that's interesting here. Pat McAfee had $120 million on the table. Let's just use that, right? And so let's say he's making 30, 40 a year. 30, I think it was. 4 years, 120, 30. Now he's making 10. So there's a $20 million difference. What did McAfee take in sacrifice and what did he pay for in that haircut? So there's a $20 million difference. And in that, I'm sure the conversations went like this. Look, I know damn well y'all not going to pay me $30 million a year. You're not going to pay me what y'all pay Joe Buck and Troy Aikman sprinkled in with a little Max Kellerman. Like, y'all ain't about to do all that, right? So I get it. So for the money I'm giving up, what am I getting in return? The first easy one is, oh, back-end support. I can tell y'all what they're going to say right now. Back-end support and resources, platform, exposure. Look at our numbers. Look at our reach. And he's like, well, look at my numbers. Look at my reach. Like, I'm all right. Like, that's good. It's better over there because now you not only talk about their digital platform, but you also got to talk about their linear platforms and how they just go to every bar, you know, hotel, lounge, etc. Right? So they got the number game, right? We could spread your message even greater. He's like, but that's not $20 million worth a year. So then you start getting to where the rubber meets the road. And Pat McAfee in this moment has leverage. He's like, I will give up some of that money. I already got what I need. And now I'm just, you know, stacking it up for the generational wealth. What I want is the special sauce to stay the main ingredient as we cook up this new show. Because that's what happens a lot of times when you get the network. You get yourself around some other producers, and I'm sure he was like, I got to bring my team. Even if my team isn't deemed qualified to work at ESPN, which basically means if his team would have walked in without Pat McAfee saying, can I get a job? They'd be like, man, stop. Where you been working on? YouTube? Well, Pat McAfee sounds good, but is Pat coming with you? If not, U-turn. That could have happened. But now he's like, buddy pass. Y'all know what a buddy pass is. They all with me. If you want me in the club, they coming in with me too. Oh, only four dudes. They all coming, right? So I think Pat McAfee had the leverage in that situation. Okay, starting to justify. I got like 5, 10, 15 other people employed with their own contracts from ESPN. I get my 10. Y'all all going to get chipped off. A.J. Hawk going to get his. Stooges and y'all going to get y'all's. And then he's like, keep that secret sauce, that special sauce. And I get to keep that and mix it in. That means, okay, I can lose a word or two, but I got to do my antics. You know, I still got to throw the football, the whole field, and try to make it in a basketball hoop or something. You know, they got to do what they do in spirit. And ESPN must have assured them that. I'm a believer in this. I'm a believer that this is going to work. And if it doesn't work, it still will work. You want to know why? He'll just bring his butt back to YouTube. Nah, he ain't going to do that. He ain't going to leave. He just left FanDuel for $120. You don't think he'll leave ESPN just like, deuces, I'm going back to YouTube. I'm losing too much of my authenticity, or I'm losing my audience, or people looking at me different. That's a real thing. One of the things that I learned is that by association, a lot of people digest the information, right? I used to say stuff with Michelle Beadle, and it would land right here. I say stuff with Max Kellerman, it land right here. I say the same thing with Jason Whitlock, and it landed in left field. I said the same thing with Acho, it landed in right field. And I was like, golly, this association law is a mug. So in that respect, he hasn't went through that yet. Because remember, when he wanted to work at ESPN, when he wanted to work after leaving the league and being a punter, they didn't want him. They didn't want him. And now he come in swinging that hammer like, I got this in the Thunderdome. So I think it's all going to work out, because if it doesn't work out, he'll go right back to YouTube exclusively. And if it's not FanDuel, hopefully they left on great terms. Heard it wasn't. I don't know. It's just conjecture. But somebody else is out there, because gambling is only doing this. So some other betting site's going to bet on Pat McAfee. I love it. My only real question outside of everything we just addressed is, his channel on YouTube, like, I know he's going to do ESPN YouTube, but is he going to do it through his channel as well? I don't know if ESPN wanted all that. He got a gang of subs. He need to dump those somewhere. Holla at your boy. Holla at your dog. He would have got a couple million. Throw him over here, damn it, so we can add to it. Oh, man, that would be great. But I'm excited for this to see, because this is another iteration of the evolution of sports media, right? We got the normal sports media used to be only three channels. Then it went to cable sports media. And then it went online in sports media. Now it's the hybrid. I'm going online and I'm going to be on linear media. Oh, man, what's next? It's going to be good. But Pat McAfee, once again, breaking ground. Look forward to seeing that. What y'all think of it, though? Like, this whole sellout stuff, I get it. That's a simple, lazy title. Not a fan of it, but I'm listening. What do you think really is going to happen? And are you just playing into the perception? Mushka, Mishka, Nikki. Or are you really thinking reality that everything's going to be lost? It's been sold. It's been Disney-fied. Looking forward to this conversation, breaking it down in the comments and chopping up some wood. All right, y'all. Y'all know how we finish every show. With a Wiley-ism. Yeah. All right. Remember this. You can do anything, but not everything. You can do anything, but not everything. And don't be a smart ass out there. Well, everything is something and something is anything. And nah, you can do anything, but not everything. It's talking about your bandwidth. It's talking about how much in a day can you get done and prioritizing those things, right? We got to align ourselves to our passions wisely, because no matter who you are in the world, you can see somebody down on their luck at the off ramp with the sign that says need food, need drink. And you don't believe him because he dressed fresher than you. But you're like, all right, whatever. Or it could be a CEO. And you're sitting there like, damn, you know what's crazy? In the bank account of time, that deposit for that day is the same. 24 hours for you, 24 hours for you. Use them wisely. Crazy, right? So you could do anything. Like, oh, man, I could accomplish anything I want in this world. Yep. You can. You better make sure you prioritize. You better make sure you get a task list, because you can't do everything. So even if you want to do it big, you're going to need a team of folks to do it with you. McAfee comes to mind, right? That team that came with him, right? So that's what it's about. I want you guys to always shoot for the stars, because you can do anything. But make sure you know you ain't going to hit all them stars. You can't do everything. All right, y'all. That'll do it for More To It. Check the show notes for all the information on our topics today. Today! Want to keep the conversation going? Let's talk. Find me on all socials at Marcellus Wiley. More To It is a production of Dan Patrick Productions, Dad Dude Entertainment, and Workhouse Media. The show is executive produced by Dan Patrick, Marcellus Wiley, Paul Anderson, and Nick Pinella. Thanks for all the love, ratings, and subscriptions, and reviews, membership to Wiley's World on YouTube. Keep it coming, because there's more coming from More To It. Talk to y'all hella soon. Go.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.